Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 100 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy. 100. Woohoo! Yeah, oh, sorry about my chair, y'all. It's squeaky.
You already had to move the whole table around because the table was creaking.
And I don't know. It's just we need to put some oil on here later.
What?
Oil.
Put what on here? Oil.
Yeah.
Oil what?
Oil. Turd okay. Head.
It's a good thing you wouldn't in the Tin Man and Wizard of Oz. He never got.
Nabaw. Like Nabaw. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger commercial.
State Farm commercial. All right. So, Tracy, we have covered some people on this show that their life was just filled with tragedy. Might even say they were cursed. I will hold off on saying that about this person just because some of this was their own doings.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't like to throw the word cursed around when, right. You know. This is going to be one of those stories, though, where you're going to be like, man, how much can one person endure?
I know a couple of people like that, honestly.
The subject of our story is Larkin Allen Collins Jr. He's better known as Alan Collins, a founding member of the band Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to play any music in this episode either.
Yeah, because we can't.
Yeah, kind of can't. But we'll get into some of the songs. Maybe you can sing some of them.
All right.
Because we won't get dinged for that on YouTube.
Okay.
All right. Alan was actually born about an hour and a half from where we live now in Jacksonville, Florida. He started playing guitar at the age of 12 years old. He was inspired by the Beatles' appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, cool. I think they inspired a lot of people.
They did. Lynyrd Skynyrd actually formed in 1964 under the name My Backyard.
Wait, what?
My Backyard. That was the name of the band.
Oh, My Backyard. Well, there you go. Got to start somewhere. Yeah. That's why it'll be his backyard.
That's probably why they did it. That's where we play at. Lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and Alan Collins would go on to write many of Skynyrd's biggest hits. Songs such as That Smell.
Ooh, that smell. Can you?
What?
Yeah.
Smell that smell.
Give me three steps.
Give me three steps. Give me three steps, sister. Give me three steps toward the door.
I think it's mister, not sister, but yeah.
Well, whatever.
And, of course, Free Bird.
I'm as free as a bird.
Not quite as confident.
No, I wasn't very confident on that one.
In 1970, Alan married Kathy Johns. Now get this. The band members were all in the wedding party, okay?
Uh-huh.
But Kathy was worried that the band's long hair, their appearance, would be disturbing for her parents. So she required all of them to keep their hair under wigs at the ceremony.
Wow. Well, that probably didn't look stupid at all.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't. Because they had some long... He had long hair. So I don't know if I don't know if she made him do it or not, or just everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, what's it going to matter once the wedding started? Are they going to get up and say, I object because you got long hair?
I don't know. It's possible. The band would actually play the reception, and it was one of the first performances ever of Freebird.
Oh, wow.
Including the famous guitar solo at the end there. So, go figure. He and Kathy soon would give birth to their daughter, Amy. And then another daughter, Allison, quickly followed. But like we said, his life was full of tragedies. And the first of these tragedies would occur on October 20th, 1977, when Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane would crash in a forest in Mississippi. The crash killed three band members, including Ronnie Van Zant, who was his best friend at the time.
Yeah, so sad.
Alan was seriously injured in the crash. He had 2 broken vertebrae in his neck and severe damage to his right arm. So severe that amputation was actually recommended by the doctors, but his father refused, and he eventually recovered for the most part.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great.
During the 1980s, he formed a band with Lynyrd Skynyrd bandmate Gary Rossington. They were the Rossington Collins Band. They released 2 albums and had a few singles that actually chart. But that would be about the time of the second tragedy in his life. And I'll tell you about that after this quick sponsor break. Tracy, during the band's first days of touring, their debut tour, matter of fact, Alan's wife, Kathy, died suddenly of a hemorrhage during a miscarriage of their third child. Gosh. So he literally lost his third child and his wife
during
this miscarriage.
That's awful.
This was literally a couple of years after the death of 3 bandmates and severely, you know, going through the severe injuries of the plane crash. So Kathy's death devastated Alan. The tour obviously was canceled and the band broke up in 1982. This led to a major drinking problem.
I mean, I can understand why.
January 29th, 1986, Alan was driving a new black Ford Thunderbird when he was involved in a car accident which killed his girlfriend, Deborah Jean Watts. Alan was left paralyzed from the waist down from the accident.
Mm.
He would plead no contest to vehicular manslaughter and driving while under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That tragedy could have been avoided.
That's very true.
His paralyzation and the death of his girlfriend all could have been avoided. All of the remaining members of Lynyrd Skynyrd reunited in 1987 with Ronnie Van Zant's little brother, Johnny Van Zant, taking over the vocals. Collins, not able to play because he's paralyzed basically from the neck down, he served as the band's musical director. Now, as part of his plea deal, Alan had to address fans at all of Lynyrd Skynyrd's concerts with an explanation on why he couldn't perform and citing the dangers of driving while under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Good, that's what he needed to do.
Because of his paralysis, the band donated a sizable amount of money that year to the Miami Project, which is involved in the treatment of paralysis. Alan would actually go on to create Roll for Rock, which is a wheelchair event, and a benefit concert in 1988 to raise awareness and to provide operations for those living with spinal cord injuries and other physical disabilities.
Wow, that's awesome.
Alan Collins, though, would die a little over a year later on January 23rd, 1990, from chronic pneumonia, which was a complication of his paralysis. He's buried next to his wife, Kathy, in Jacksonville, Florida. In 2006, he was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What an awful story. I wonder what happened to the kids.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you hear things like that. Just like, why does one person have all this bad juju? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just don't seem fair.
Yeah, because, I mean, the plane crash wasn't his fault. His wife dying and losing their third child, that wasn't his fault. But the you know, his death, his paralysis, and the death of his girlfriend were all his fault.
Right.
So you can't really put that on like a curse.
Well, no.
But everything up to that point, you could.
Right. And you would think that all that he had been through, that he would have known that was a stupid decision to make to drink and drive, especially with your girlfriend in the car.
I've said it 1,000 times. I can't even say, it's hard for me to say drinking and driving is a stupid decision, because when people are drinking, they can't tell right from wrong half the time.
No, but I know
they
that.
They make poor decisions. That's what drinking does.
Of course.
Now, like I said, it's, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know how drunk the man was. I don't know if he was, You know, like Leif Garrett, when he drove off the road and killed his friend, he was so far drunk. And same thing with Vince Neil and Motley Crue. Them guys could, you know, barely see, let alone drive.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, those things happened to both of them. I know it completely ruined Leif Garrett. I mean, his mental state was never the same.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. I mean, think about having to live with that. Your actions caused the death of your best friend. I mean.
Yeah.
That's why people's got to stop and think, you know.
Well, do we want to do what we've done for the past couple of weeks and end with a joke?
I guess so.
All right. So this federal agent goes to this farm. He knocks on the door. The old man, the old farmer who runs the farm, opens up. And he says, "Can I help you?" Well, the guy sticks his badge in his face and he says, "Yeah, I'm with the FBI. And I need to search your premises." And he says, "Well, I'm going to need to see some kind of warrant." And the guy flashes his badge again. He said, "This is all I need. This is my badge. And this is all I need to be able to search your property inside out and do pretty much anything I need to do while I'm here. Do you understand?" He said, "Yes, sir." So he lets him search the inside of the house. Then the guy starts heading out towards the pasture. He's heading out towards the pasture. And he says, "I'd prefer you wouldn't go out in that pasture. You don't want to do that." He said, "Sir, do I have to remind you again that this badge gives me the authority to go anywhere I want on this property? I won't be told what to do by you or anybody else." He goes out, he opens the gate, he closes it, and he's out there looking around. And next thing you know, the farmer hears some screaming. It's this guy, he's yelling. He looks out the window. This guy's running with a bull chasing him.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmer opens the door. He runs all the way out there. He gets to the gate and he looks at the guy and he says, "Did you show him your badge?"
Oh, that's goofy.
All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
I love y'all so much. Bye-bye.